Apply today.
The Space Shuttle Endeavour is getting ready for an early morning landing, while Sarah Palin is deciding, as she flies high among her many fans, should she run for president? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place, kind of like the Endeavor. But we're here for you. It's water cooler buzz. You can throw in your 2 cents on any and all of it. 800-259-5791. You know, it was astronaut Neil Armstrong who said it's a ripoff, basically, that the shuttle program is ending and there is no spacecraft to replace it. There is no ship that's ready. Instead, if we go into space, we're going to have to hitch a ride from the Russians to get our crew, rather, to the International Space Station. And that's going to cost us $50 million a person to hitch a ride. So, is it embarrassing? Does this put us behind the eight ball by not having a replacement ready to rock and roll? Or is this just, sorry, we're swinging the axe, the budget axe, and NASA has to lop off a few things? I'm a huge space person, so I think there's a lot to be learned by going into space, and also from the get-go, the whole race to space scenario, and go back to the JFK days, and then ultimately some of the amazing things that our astronauts have been able to accomplish. I'm sorry, I don't want to be behind what I call the eight ball in outer space exploration and things to be learned from that. However, when you start to look at the costs of it and when you look at some of the mistakes that have been made in the past, you know, somewhere in between, somewhere in the middle, the two, meaning the people who control the purse strings and the minds at NASA, should have met somewhere in the middle. But to not have a ship, ooh, that stinks. Sarah Palin is the woman of the hour, at least for many, many people across the nation. She's on the bus tour. And she's an intriguing character. I say this all the time. She's very polarizing. I mean, people either love, love, love Sarah Palin, or they hate, hate, hate Sarah Palin. And when you're in that position, in a way, you're in a position of power as long as you're confident and you realize it. Controversy sells. So Sarah Palin is in a different way because of their politics and their lifestyles and whatnot, but similar to Hillary Clinton, who falls into that same category. Hillary Clinton writes a book, becomes a bestseller. Sarah Palin writes a book, flies off the shelf. So the question becomes, will she run for president? She kind of ducked around it. I said this as her tour started. She knows there are speculations about whether she's going to throw her name in the ring to get the GOP nomination for president. Here's the latest from Sarah Palin.
There's going to be a lot of shuffling around with persons deciding mayor name. So I don't have a timeline right now that I'm putting on myself.
Each site we're in is just so inspiring and confirming in me and in my family how important it is that we all learn about our foundation so that we can move forward very clearly.
One of the things that she did on the tour of the East Coast was get together with Donald Trump. In fact, her family had pizza with the Trumps, and it started to raise a lot of antenna. Will she run? Is she courting Trump's money? Is he courting her? Or is it simply a matter of two people who are gaining a lot of attention, and Trump's the master of that, and Sarah Palin certainly has had that attention now for the last couple of years. Is it really more about that? And maybe there's something else thrown in the middle of this, which I think is perhaps trying to convince her to be part of the entourage of the Celebrity Apprentice, knowing that having her on the show would probably mean very big ratings, especially with the whole idea of are you running for president? Because I don't know when their next season airs, but I'm assuming it's going to be pretty close to the time that would butt up against all of that, or maybe just right after it. And she said, and you heard there that, you know, she kind of evaded the whole question of why is she traveling around to the sites and is she going to, you know, decide what she's going to do, and she just kind of pushed off on that. And I think that's probably what's going to happen along the way, because she's stopping at several monuments on the tour, and she's been asked the question, you know, hundreds of times, and I think she's going to be asked it 100 times more as she goes to the, you know, all the places where she's headed and where she's been, like the National Archives and the Liberty Bell, going to New York, certainly all of that. And is it fodder for seeing what people say when she's out on the road, or does it mean something else? Either way, she's getting attention. And she's very good at creating that water cooler buzz that I talk about here on America Tonight. The water cooler buzz in our backyards, politically, part of it is about Sarah Palin. And as for the Republicans who would get the nomination in 2010, because there's a plethora of people out there, including the Congressman Ron Paul from Texas and Mitt Romney. We'll make it official this week, and certainly Newt Gingrich, and I think there's many more to come that will probably try to grab a hold of it and see if they can be the ones to get that nomination, be the one, not ones, be the one when you head to Iowa and when you ultimately head to New Hampshire. But Palin visiting Trump in New York City, that's just brilliance, isn't it? However that happened, if it was somebody behind her, somebody behind him, whoever suggested that, just complete, I think, brilliance because of the fact that you've got people talking about it. All right, speaking of talking about it, we talked a lot about the tornado. The biggest tornado we've had in this country since 1947. Were you thinking what happened in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where the University of Alabama is about a month ago? No. Joplin, Missouri, the single biggest tornado since 1947, 123 victims positively identified. At this point, only 10 people are missing, according to the list that they've compiled in Joplin, Missouri. Do you know that this tornado that smashed into Joplin was an EF5, that's the strongest you could possibly have. When you're talking 200-mile-an-hour winds, I've said it before, how do you survive that? The people of Joplin got a little slither of good news from the governor, who said that the federal government is going to pick up 90% of the cost of getting the debris out of the way. In other words, we're clearing houses, and the city of Joplin, meaning you, your taxes and everything else, you're not going to really have to pay very much because the feds are picking it up. Usually it's about 75%, so you still get a bunch there, but you'd be surprised when you're talking about tens of millions of dollars what 25% of that cost would be. So all these contractors are in Joplin trying to get rid of everything. They think that they can't, you know, they're looking for landfills. They don't know how they're going to dump all this debris out, and they're thinking they're going to have to ship some of it by train. Speaking of natural disasters, do you have enough insurance? Do you even know what your policy says when it comes to natural disasters? We're going to talk about that on the flip side.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, A free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, people listening to us all over the place certainly know what a battering so many of their neighbors have taken if they haven't been a victim of Mother Nature lately, whether it's tornadoes or whether it's flooding or something else. There are so many things that all of us know can happen when you own a home when it comes to the elements, for example, like hail. Living in Texas, I can tell you all about hailstorms and the fear I have when I see my trees bend back like I'm in Palm Springs, and they're not supposed to, though. Not at all. I think, oh, no, here go the windows. So I know you can all relate to that. What are you doing as far as insurance is concerned? We've talked about this. How many people get stuck? They don't realize they don't have enough coverage. They don't realize what their policy even says because it's gobbledygook to them, and they haven't really read the whole thing through until a disaster strikes, and then they suddenly are stuck holding the bag. Tony Lamont joins us now. He's got an insurance company called Pronto Insurance. Here's the scoop. They offer discounted prices, discount homeowners and auto insurance and all that stuff when you mix it all in a bag. And that's part of the key. So what do you do when you get hit with wicked weather? Tony, I'm sure that you do. First of all, welcome to the show, and I'm sure you deal with that all the time. Do you get those calls where somebody's just not quite sure, they had some other insurance, they're not quite sure what they're covered for?
We have it all the time, absolutely. I think the most common example are people who went out and bought insurance. It was cheap. It was basically, you know, what they felt they could afford at the time, but they really didn't read the fine print. And then comes the problem, and then that's where they finally read the fine print and understand, you know what, I'm only covered for X amount, or, you know, my deductible is much higher because of this particular incident.
And what happens when, well, first of all, if you get slammed, like I said, with hail or a tornado or that kind of thing, what, and especially an area like Tuscaloosa in Alabama had that happen. Joplin, Missouri had that happen. In Dallas, Texas, with all the hail and some of the storms they've had, you've had blocks of people where they've had hail damages on roofs and whatnot. What does that do to the prices? What does that do to insurance prices?
Well, absolutely. I guess, you know, everybody would know it goes right up. Anytime there's a wave of claims, all of a sudden insurance companies have to raise their prices because they're trying to cover their losses. You know, what most people don't understand are that insurance companies are just like any other business. They try to balance the amount of premiums that come in with the amount of claims, or in this case, losses that go out. And when things start to get unsettled or unbalanced, that's when you see prices rise. So in a situation like what happened in Alabama, you're going to see across the board that if you're going to live there or in that area, prices are going to rise and they're going to be much higher than other areas who have not maybe had those type of incidents happen.
Yeah. We started off talking about, boy, what happens when all of a sudden that you get struck by Mother Nature and you don't have enough coverage. How do you know, what would you tell a client, how much would you tell them that they need? How do you figure that out? Because people are leery of that. They think someone's trying to upsell them or give them stuff they don't need. How do we know that we have enough coverage?
Well, first, as it refers to homeowners, for example, I think one of the most important things to understand is what the value of your home is, so that when you go in for a policy, you're going to want to make sure that you have a policy that covers the appropriate amount up to the value of your home. In insurance terms, basically, one of the things that people try to look for are a specific claim items such as fire, water damage, hail, storms, those type of things. Those are specific incidences that are written into a policy. And although you could have coverage that covers your whole house, if those particular incidences are not included in your policy, then guess what? Once something happens, it's not going to be covered. So you need to be asking the appropriate questions. You have to understand where you live, what the usual situations are. If you get flooding, then you want to ask about flood insurance. You know, do I have it? If not, how do I, you know, how do I have it? If you live in an area that has a lot of, you know, tornadoes and things, you know, what types of things am I covered for should a tornado come through? And you'd be surprised. I mean, it sounds very common sense, but a lot of people just get a blanket insurance and don't realize that they're not covered for those specific incidences.
Yeah, and it can be, too, because I had something where my policy jumped up where they were talking about sewer and what was going on with the sewer and specific things to the neighborhood. That's also, you know, we're talking about disasters, which is big, because we're saying that according to statistics, insurers could, you know, suffer as much as $10 billion from weather-related losses in the U.S. in 2011. So that's huge, and that's huge for homeowners if they're not covered enough. But what about the average things? You know, it's across the board. You can't rush this through, can you? I think that's part of the problem. And you know, you're in this business that it's some people, they're just so busy that really they're not really looking around the house and not realizing, oh, there's these other things that are being suggested. And you might want to cover off on that, because what if we have to dig up all the sewer lines? That's what happened to me. They didn't have to dig them up, but I had to have more coverage. And it was okay because I got the coverage. But I bet there's a lot of people that get stung by that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, anytime you do any type of insurance that's home related, you want to not only look at the value of your house, but also the value of your furniture and everything that's inside, the property that's inside, because you know, nobody's going to pay you the exact replacement value nowadays, but you want to get as close as possible, whether that's 90%, 80%, whatever you feel you're going to need to get as close as possible to replacing those factors out. There are companies that will sell you 100% replacement, but you got to remember that there's a cost for everything. So in those type of incidences, guess what? You're going to pay a much higher premium, and most of the times there's going to be also a deductible that's included with that. So you got to look and balance the two off.
Yeah, there you go. We're speaking with Tony Lamont, of course, from Pronto Insurance. It's a new low-cost insurance company, but don't let the low cost fool you, as he's saying here. Tony, the other question I have, and this seems like a layup question, but I know people can relate to this. I had a friend, maybe it was, just about a year ago, where he had a fire in his house, got a phone call at work, your house is on fire. The fire department got there, they put out the fire and whatnot, but of course the house, it wasn't livable. So they had to go through the whole process of how do you file a claim. So that's my question to you. What do you do when disaster strikes? What do you do if you need to file a claim? What do you tell your clients?
Well, you know, what I tell them is, first of all, you know, before you call, you know, try to wait till you're in a state that's more calm. You know, lots of times people call and they're, you know, angry, they're in shock, and they can't communicate what's happened or what is happening with clarity, and that's not good. Nobody can really help there. So, you know, try to just get to a place where you can just calm yourself down and think about what it is that you're going to say, what's happening. And then, you know, make sure and you call the number that they give you on the claims, and you're very specific about what has happened. In other words, if there's water damage, you know, let them know where it's at, how much, how many rooms, you know, to what extent. Because the more specific you are, the better the claims department will be able to assess and tell you what the next steps are to your claim. And believe me, when something like that happens, you want your money as fast as possible. So the more specific you are, the more clear you are, the better and faster things are
going to
happen.
Oh, so you made me think of something. It's probably good to really be familiar with your house. You know, I said we're in all these nooks and crannies, broadcasting in nooks and crannies, but every house has nooks and crannies. I mean, if you blindfolded me, Tony, and you took me around, this would be an interesting thing to do, and took me around the house, I guarantee, I mean, I hate to say this because I'm not a dumb woman, but I probably could tell you maybe, if I was lucky, 65% of the stuff in the house, but I don't know that I could tell you the whole thing. And it's probably smarter to have it all documented so, like you said, you can easily describe it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, please try to, you know, also people don't forget there are some things like photos, family memorabilia, things that, quite frankly, are irreplaceable. You know, you're never going to be able to get those back completely. So if you're in an area that you know, things happen, you know, look for ways to protect those items, whether it's putting them in a safe, putting them in containers that will protect you in case of something happens. But don't just leave them out. So it's things like that are precious, that when they're gone, that's really changed. Because those things, you can get money for them. You'll never have those memories again. So you
got to
take that extra step.
Tony Lamont, what a way to end this interview. Great advice from Pronto Insurance. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Honestly, if I put a blindfold on, I challenge any of you, I don't think you could tell me everything in every single one of your rooms. And that's one of the tricks of the whole insurance deal. Of course, good luck when you try to file a claim. That's when it gets tricky. I'll tell you just a quick story. I lost an engagement ring. And it was a friend who had an insurance company. And he's like, thanks a lot. This is the first claim I've had. Could not find it. You know, now it's funny, but could not find it anywhere. Had to replace the engagement ring. So the original ring, who knows, is somewhere in a pawn shop in Florida because I lost it at a spring training game, I think. I was covering a spring training game in Miami, outside of Miami. I think that's where I lost it, but who knows. It's gone. Somebody else has it. Somebody's running around with my old engagement ring, but I had to file a claim. But it's interesting. I thought that was interesting that most people, I really don't believe that. I think most people don't know their stuff. You know some of your stuff, but you don't know all your stuff. And it'd be like that. Oh, yeah, yeah, we have that. Remember, and then we have this. And then, yeah, filing a claim would be a pretty wicked process, I think. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, Heike, you know, one of the best bands in the world is R.E.M., right?
From a long time ago, yes.
From Atlanta, Georgia? Well, they're still around, aren't they?
Well, probably playing fairs and things, but they were an 80s band.
Yeah, they're from Atlanta, Georgia, and I think all 2,000 fans of the Atlanta Thrashers are probably out there singing Losing My Religion, and it's the end of the world as we know it. Because the Atlanta Thrashers, you heard that the Atlanta Thrashers are moving to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada?
Yes, what a big change, huh? I mean, going across the border from Atlanta, and it was all about the money, baby. It was all about the deal.
Yeah, they're going from Atlanta, Georgia to 400 miles north of Minneapolis, Minnesota, so that's a heck of a culture shock. But, you know, Gary Bettman, he was the commissioner of the National Hockey League when the Winnipeg Jets moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and became the Phoenix Coyotes, right? He was, I think he was commissioner back in 1998, when they moved to Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, now he's moving them back. So, I mean, it's a different team, but I think he's admitting that he was wrong. I guess it's kind of like that, wasn't there an Elton John song like that? Bettman and the Jets? Bettman and the Jets by Elton John. It's that cotton picking Gary Bettman. The National Hockey, shouldn't a championship be awarded before training camp for the next season starts? Because right now, the first game is tomorrow night between Boston Bruins and the Vancouver Canucks.
Right.
And then the next game is not until Saturday night, for crying out loud. Wednesday and then Saturday. So the first day of summer is June the 20th. So theoretically, we could still be playing bloody hockey around June the 20th. I think it'll end around June the 16th or 17th. So hockey is not a summer game.
I agree with you. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And then training, they start getting ready for training camp in July or August. I think training camp starts at the end of August. So,
yeah.
The championship is going to be awarded about 3 or 4 weeks before the training camp starts. That's ridiculous. Every series is best of seven. I mean, 64 teams in the NHL, 60 of them make the playoffs. Every series is a best of seven. That's ridiculous. It's way, way too long. What's going to happen to all those people in Atlanta that had season tickets for the upcoming season? The guy that I don't know who owns the Atlanta Thrashers, but he must have lost a hell of a lot of money.
What they got was a $60 million relocation fee to bring the team back to Manitoba. They say it's worth $170 million. So it's a second chance for Winnipeg, but boy, the people in Atlanta are out, but they never supported it, I guess. They were incompetent owners. That's what it was. It was, because that's a corporate city. They should have been able to connect with the people, but they didn't, bungled it.
Atlanta doesn't have a Major League Baseball team, do they?
Oh, yeah, Atlanta Braves.
Oh, what am I talking about? No, but what I meant to say, they don't have a basketball team.
No.
They don't have they obviously have an NFL team and a Major League Baseball team, but they don't have a basketball team. So maybe this is a chance for the NBA to get in there.
Well, wait a second. You know what? The Hawks.
Well,
I forgot about the Hawks. Hello.
Yeah, I'm not a basketball. I'm a football and hockey guy. I'm a football and hockey. I don't know much about. I know next to nothing about baseball and basketball because I love football and hockey and golf. But and also, were you at that tournament in Irving, Texas, when that guy shot 68 at the Byron Nelson on Sunday in that hurricane?
It wasn't a hurricane, but there were strong winds, and
oh,
I was
the hell,
there, yes.
It was a mini hurricane.
Yeah,
it was
ridiculous. The ball, people, the scores were so ridiculous. Yes, I was there, actually, yes.
Oh, you were there, yeah.
I was there. Sergio Garcia unfolded. He just fell apart.
And the guy that shot 68, he won, right?
He won
the tournament.
Yeah.
He shot, what was his, where's he?
Keegan.
I never heard of the guy before.
Yeah, I never heard of him either. He's been on tour for a little while. It was his first win, and he won in a playoff.
Well, anyways, you're not going to believe this, Kate, but I shot 68 one time in a mini hurricane. There was a hell of a windstorm. I shot 68, except most of the wind was coming from the windmill on the 17th hole at the miniature golf course.
There you go. Miniature golf is a little bit different.
Yeah, no, I get Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Interesting. Bringing up a couple of different things there. It is a mistake by Atlanta because the owners were, I think, incompetent unless they just could not get the corporate people behind it. But that's what you have to do, and they should have been able to do it in a place like Atlanta. By the way, somewhere, Atlanta, you know, somewhere Dominique Wilkins is just rolling his eyes.
Yeah, how did you feel about the Hawks?
I don't know.
They
My mind
in
is
the
like
playoffs
a
fifth. This year,
I couldn't even remember it was Tuesday. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, Dominique Wilkins, as soon as you said Hawks, I'm like,
picking
whoa
up the pieces today. That's all
it
I'm
is
doing. That's all
it
I'm
is
doing.
We are walking on glass. I don't understand. We can't have those extra days thrown in there, but how many times did I cover Atlanta? That's what the sad part is. It's like Al when he said, oh, baseball team. There is no baseball team in Atlanta. yeah, it's
yeah,
the Braves.
Yeah, only the team that won the AL, what is it, AL East for like, or NL East for about 12 years in a row.
Sure, like the nemesis of my team, the Philadelphia Phillies, they just killed them forever. Anyway, that was an interesting conversation. But the one thing that came out of that is if you have a franchise, you gotta support it. You gotta have the corporations in there supporting it because they pump the money into it. They buy the bigger tickets. And you got to create buzz. You got to get better players. You got to, you know, you got to get people out there and into it. And you, I think you can do it in the Sunshine State, but you have to build hockey rinks and have kids get involved. And that's what they've done in some areas so well. They've done that a pretty good job of that actually in Tampa, and they've done a really good job of that in Dallas with the Dallas Stars because of all the rinks that they've built in suburbs. And young boys who are playing hockey and then they want to go and see the big franchise and plus of course it didn't hurt that they won a Stanley Cup, but they got people involved in the great game of hockey, whereas in a cold weather place like where the mothership is, Minnesota, there's massive interest in it, of course. There's massive interest in it in Detroit, in Michigan, where I grew up in Philadelphia, there's massive interest in Boston, there is. And, you know, you can pick the places out, and even with some of the college hockey teams, but not when you're talking about warm weather areas. It's a little bit different. All right, we're going to do a mini check of the mail. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Glad somebody has their act together on this show. All right, so this comes to us from Big Bob, who says, Kate, I heard you mention Sarah Palin meeting with Donald Trump. What do you think they talked about? I think it's actually rather intriguing. You think it was kind of chit-chat, nonsensical chit-chat between the families, or do you think there was more there? Is this just one big, giant photo op? You know, it could be just one big, giant photo op, because it's not going to hurt either one of them. Sarah Palin has media crawling all over her on this bus tour, so they're going to follow her around either way. Donald Trump is the king of courting the media. He loves it. So he naturally he's going to love to have the cameras there to speculate as to what's going on. Here we go. This one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I heard you talking some music the other day, and I loved it. You used to do music segments on America Tonight. I think you should bring them back. Anyway, did you see the deal about Lady Gaga? She's actually hit her first number one album in the U.S. Why do you think that happened? I like that. Why do you think that happened? Gaga has followers. And there was a promotion that was done by Amazon. I read about it. It was like 99-cent promotion. So maybe part of that helped push up that sale. But Lady Gaga was just on Saturday Night Live. She has a younger fan base and even an older fan base. She's kind of like an edgier Madonna. And plus, I mean, I think she went to Juilliard. She's a musician, so you do have to give her, you know, you do have to give her that one. This one we're going to end on. This one is from Jill listening to us in Vermont. Hello, America Tonight. I've been listening for a long time, a big fan. I like the way you talk about a lot of different things. I saw your piece on Afghanistan, Kate, and I have to say, bravo. We cannot get out of Afghanistan soon enough. I did do a story on Afghanistan and the fact that we're seeing too many young servicemen come back in coffins. And at this point, if it was all about bin Laden, we've done that. We're supposed to start the pullout in 2 months. Let's just get her done. Let's start to roll this sucker down the road. Let's make it happen. We can count next.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This version of We Can Count. How about a good story? This dog that was rescued after 7 days of being trapped under a rock. Did you hear this story? You might have. We all like a good dog story. Even if you don't have a dog, I think you can get a grin out of this. Jesse is a 4-year-old Jack Russell Terrier. Really was trapped under 50 tons of rock. Her owner spent $2,000 to rescue the pup. They were rabbit hunting. Jesse and Steve Porter, that's the guy who owns the Jack Russell Terrier, rather. They were out there rabbit hunting in Australia when Jesse was going after a feral cat, became trapped 11 feet underground beneath two boulders. So what Porter did, along with his sons and neighbors, they tried to get the dog free. They couldn't. They called the state emergency service to lend a hand, and they tried to pry the dog loose. They couldn't initially get the dog loose, so they threw in bits of liver and stuff, and tried to do whatever they could. After a week's effort to get the dog loose, a rock-breaking truck that was hired in from Melbourne finally got the dog out from underneath the boulder. You know, you can never say enough about what we'll do for man's best friend. That's what that story illustrates, I think. Spare no expense. We're going to do it. It is an awesome story, though. It's an awesome story that the dog is not just the dog. The dog becomes part of the family, and obviously this dog meant a lot to the family, and of course they were going to do whatever they could to try to get the dog free. It's nice that we have a happy ending. So much of what we talk about, sadly, it's not that kind of an ending. So that's a great ending. As we continue along the path of We Can Count, how about this? A former Google CEO has now released some interesting information. The CEO we're talking about is Eric Schmidt, who would have pressed, I guess, the internet search leader to focus more on Facebook while he was running the company. Now the story that broke is he says he screwed up. He did a question and answer session, and in that session he was asked about that. This is a huge admission. This is like 2 months after he ended being at Google, at the helm of Google, for 10 years. I mean, he became the company's executive chairman, and then ultimately he was replaced by the co-founder, Larry Page. That was a big deal. And who is pushing the company's employees to develop ways to connect to people with their friends and family, like Facebook already does. See, that's what everybody does. They copy. Once something happens, everybody tries to copy it. But there was a priority, I guess, that Schmidt said he started addressing in memos about 4 years ago or so, when Facebook had about 20 million active users. He said that the people around him didn't take Facebook seriously enough. Now, of course, Facebook has 500 million users who share, you know, links and posts and photos, and a lot of people find jobs that way, and information is passed on that way. So what Schmidt is saying is if he had another shot at another crack at it, he would have tried to present more of a serious challenge to Facebook when he was there running the company. Mm. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. 20 million from 20 million 4 years ago to 500 million. All right, we're dipping back into the sad side of the barrel. They're saying that teams are recovering 75 more bodies from a 2009 air crash. I remember this well. In fact, we were on the air here. What it was that Air France flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris, they have been trying to, of course, recover as many people as possible. All 228 people on board that plane died. They've had some judges that have written to families of victims to tell them that the bodies are too badly damaged, so they're not going to be recovered to preserve what they're calling their dignity, but they're finding the bodies. They're pulling the bodies out. Oof, you got to think about how long those bodies have been in the water. If you remember what happened, the data recorders from the flight showed that the Airbus 330 went into a stall that the pilot couldn't rectify, probably because of incorrect speed readings, and the plane dropped 38,000 feet into the ocean in like 3.5 minutes. We were on the air doing America Tonight, so I remember that story very well. And, you know, you forget what happened there. While we're on flying and flights, police arrested a JetBlue passenger, here we go again, on Tuesday at Logan International Airport. That, of course, is in Boston. He supposedly went after a male flight attendant. 48-year-old Brian Garnett was cuffed when that flight touched down from West Palm Beach, Florida, to Boston. He was charged with interfering with a flight crew and assault and battery. What happened was the passenger slapped, supposedly, the male flight attendant, and there's all those witnesses on board. So it's going to be pretty tough to deny that, especially if somebody had a cell phone that they flipped open and took a picture of. I don't know if they have a picture or not, but there were people that saw it. This is another crazy thing. A United Airlines plane with 144 people on board returned to Dulles International Airport in Washington. They had to do an emergency landing, actually escorted by two F-16 fighter jets after a fight broke out between a couple of passengers. They sent the F-16s into the air. It started not long after a takeoff when a passenger lowered his seat and a person behind him objected to that. Oh, always my fear. I know I've told this story before, but, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you might not have heard it. I was on a flight one time from Dallas to Philadelphia. We stopped in Chicago, and before we stopped, there was a guy sitting next to me, and it was jammed because it was Christmas time, who didn't like that the fact that the two guys in front of us were pushing their chair, like, practically into our laps. It was just something weird with the seats that went way too far back. And so he told him nicely to move the chair up. He didn't. And he took a book. He had a hardcover book, and he bopped him on the head. And the guy yelled out, and I thought, oh, I said, please, I just want to get to Philadelphia. I don't want to be dumped off somewhere because you can't control your temper since they keep lowering the seat. I get the whole seat thing. It's annoying. But, ooh, let's just get there. So in this case, it was obviously a seat thing, too. But what happens when you're on that flight? You know, you just want to get to where you're going. But you're not going to get there. So they return. This happened after midnight on Sunday when that fist fight broke out in the plane. And that's when they scrambled the jets, too. In fact, they had to dump fuel because they had to lighten their weight on the landing. So it happened not too long after takeoff. They couldn't control it. And voila, everybody else on the flight suffers the same fate. You know, that's the thing. It's not just you and the other person. You're disrupting everybody else on the flight. Can't think of anything worse than that. All right, one last thing for you. We're going to throw this in, and it is about Libya losing $1.3 billion in trading bets. Libya is like the forgotten story. Muammar Gaddafi, he tries to cut a deal, but there's no deal to be cut. He's still in power. The rebels aren't buying it. They're not looking for any kind of a truce, not the way that he wants the truce, because they're saying there was too many human shields and innocent people killed. Well, Libya, as far as Goldman Sachs managing $1.3 billion worth of trades and currencies and some other investments for the Libyan Investment Authority, this happened a couple of years ago, back in 2008. Goldman Sachs, not the place to be. They offered Libya the chance to become one of the biggest stakeholders in talking about, you know, when they started to falter. Eventually, discussions fell apart, and then ultimately, they lost $1.3 billion worth of various currencies. Typical, hey?